despite calls from the White House not to come. The surge of migrants to the U.S. southern border continues to get worse. In June alone, border agents encountered more than 178,000 migrants, 15,000 of them unaccompanied children.
There's more that needs to be done.
White House officials say the administration is putting measures in place to address the surge, including a program that allows would-be migrants to apply for asylum to the U.S. from their home countries, along with expedited removals and, just this week, continuing Title 42, a Trump-era policy that allows border agents to turn migrants away as a COVID safety protocol.
The vice president is leading those efforts. We don't expect that to be a switch, but addressing root causes in these countries, corruption, economic downturn, people are fleeing a range of challenges, persecution. Those are issues we need to address at the same time.
Do not come. Do not come.
Vice President Kamala Harris's direct warnings to migrants not to make the perilous journey north have not stopped the surge. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar called on the White House to replace Harris in her role overseeing the border with Jay Johnson, President Obama's former Homeland Security Secretary.
Put somebody in charge whose focus is just on the border and all the problems associated with it.
Now, despite the record numbers, the White House clarified two things. One, they say that the majority of migrants coming to the border are being turned away. They also clarified that Vice President Kamala Harris is their point person on this, and despite calls to remove her, they have no plans to replace her in that role. Rutabay?